The tax loophole known as the dark store enables big box stores to use closed stores as comparables in tax valuations. The loophole is legal and has enabled the companies to slash tax bills. Rhinelander has had its stores use the loophole. State Senator Janice Ringhand is a former mayor of Evansville and is a co-sponsor of bills to close the loophole.
In Janesville, closest to me, it's a Menards that has been sitting vacant for about 10 years. And then a newer building can say, hey, my building's not worth any more than that vacant, empty building sitting down the street because they're roughly the same square footage. And that one's valued at way less because it's not being used and there's not as much value to it when it's not being used.
Rhinelander Alderman Alex Young testified before the legislative committee. He says the loopholes put more pressure on the city and taxpayers,
which results in shifting of the tax burden from those commercial properties further onto homeowners and small businesses that can't afford to hire the big shot tax consultants that can find these loopholes and take advantage of them. These bills have been introduced to correct that, to close those loopholes, and I was down there testifying.
Menards has filed an appeal of its tax situation with Rhinelander, hoping for a lower tax bill. Senator Ringhand says the bill has bipartisan support. Of the many officials who testified, Ringhand said only a couple of interests favored keeping the loophole. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.